We got some news this morning. Wendy Burris and her family were killed tragically in an accident. I went to school with Wendy and her brother. Her son was 13. A couple other people in the vehicle that were killed last night tragically. Texted my friend this morning and told him we're praying for him. And he said, I just need God so much right now. So we'll be praying for Stephen Burris and his family. And I just listened to Scott this morning and hear the family and talk to Jared and last night. God gave me this message 2 days ago, and it's perfect. Perfect timing. God's got perfect timing. So if you don't know Him, if you don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, and you're looking for something to satisfy your soul and to be in those places that you don't know what else to do, I'd offer you Jesus Christ this morning. Just come and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. How do you do that? You repent and believe in what He did at Calvary for your sins, that He died for your sins, and let Him be the Lord of your life. It's a simple process. It's, you know, and literally it's free. And you can do it with emotion or no emotion. That's true. You can accept Jesus. I mean, I give you a pair of these shoes. You can take them and you can be excited about it. You can just take them and be, all right, thank you. But you have to take them for it to receive the gift. Amen? And we're offering Jesus Christ today. That's all we have. That's all this church has to offer you. We got a lot of things going on, but what we do have is Jesus. And if you'll take that, it'll change the rest of your life. It'll definitely change your eternity. But I want you to worship with us today. You can worship here. You know, you can worship here. Not this place, but however you are this morning, you can worship. Are y'all all right with that? Psalm 61 is the time David was given this psalm to worship. Now listen, don't hold me 100% accountable because people, scholars just guess too. They guess that this is the time when Absalom rose up and drove David out of the kingdom. Some people think it's when Saul drove him out of the kingdom. I'll be honest with you, I really don't know, and at this point I really don't care. Because you know what? There's songs that are written, like the song, It Is Well With Your Soul. That man lost his daughters and his wife going back to England after Chicago had burnt. And when he got over the very place where they had drowned in the sea, he penned the words, It Is Well With My Soul. Amen? You know what he did? He worshipped right there because he had lost something for a temporary time, and he knew he was going to gain it back, and he knew that God was good, and he could trust God even though he had lost probably the best things in his life. God was somebody to worship this morning. Have you ever lost what you thought was the best thing in your life, but you could still worship God? See, I don't know what it feels like to have that experience, but when I listen to When It's Well With My Soul, when I go through some tough times, I can lean on God. David wrote this psalm in a time that he needed God. I don't know if it was when his son was raging in his life, but I'm sure if he sang it once, he sang it again when he did. Amen? Are y'all good? Let's read Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Hear my cry. Where are you going to go when your heart's broke? When are you going to go when you're willing to cry? When you ain't got a praise. When you ain't got a hallelujah. When you ain't got an amen. When you can't even get the words to come out of your mouth. Where are you going to go? Are you going to go to God or are you going to go somewhere else? Are you going to go to the bottle? Are you going to go to the girl? Are you going to go to the guy? Are you going to go to the world? Are you going to go to drugs? Are you going to go to line? Are you going to go to somebody? Are you going to go to God? I tell you, friend, go to God. It works. When you can't even make words out, cry out to God. He loves that. Amen? He loves it. I got a song of mine, and it's my favorite. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it. It's one of my favorite songs. Do y'all mind? I didn't think you would. But I want to share it with you. This song gets me through some tough times. And hopefully we can worship in it just a little bit. God loves a lullaby and a mother's tears in the dead of night better than a hallelujah sometimes. Have any of you mothers or fathers been out there in a situation with your kids who didn't know how it was going to go? You couldn't say hallelujah and you couldn't say amen, but you could say, God help us. God help my daughter. She's going through a tough time. God help my sons. They're going through a place that I don't know how they're going to make it out with you. God likes that. God likes that kind of prayer. I don't think we do it enough anymore. Used to, women and men, they prayed all through the night. And if they had a wayward son or a wayward daughter or a wayward family member, they'd just keep praying until God broke them down. So, you know, there are some of the worst people in the world knew they were going to get saved because every time they got around their mama, they were praying. A praying mama and a praying grandmother is about the worst thing you could have against you. It's like the hounds of heaven have been cut loose and they're on your trail. My God. It's like God cut something loose on you and you know it's coming. You don't know when to surrender. Some of you right now are sitting in these pews not because you wanted to come, it's because somebody else prayed. A mama said, you know what, God? I ain't got a hallelujah and I ain't got an amen. I got a child that needs your help. God, I'll pray that you unleash all of heaven against them. Lord, let God, you catch them where I can't catch them. My daddy prayed for me. My daddy prayed for me. I'm standing here today because my daddy prayed. Southeastern Tennessee. One church to another. He would go to raise money to go help people in prison. He said, I want to go and help men get out of prison. Not the prison system, but out of the prison of sin. And every prison he went to, and every church he went to raise money, he said, I have a son that's so far out in sin. Would you help me pray for him? All I want him to do is get saved. There's many a time I flew into Rota, Spain one time, and I was drunk out of my mind. And the pilot come over the PA system and said, everybody sit down and buckle up. This is an emergency. I went from drunk to sober in about half a second. They landed the plane. I took one step off the plane and looked to my left, and every emergency vehicle they had in the whole place was turning and going the other way. I'd like to tell you that I got saved that day. I did not. I got saved years later, and God said, despite of me, I saved you. I could have let you die that day, but somebody was praying, held you in the air. Whew. Ain't you glad somebody prayed for you? Is there anybody sitting here today thanking God that somebody prayed for you, even when you wasn't good enough? When everybody else might have gave up on you, somebody prayed for you. You might not even know who they are. You know what? Can I say this before I move on out of this one? You might be the only one praying for somebody. You might be the last one that's bombarding heaven. And you know what? When your petition goes through, nobody might not ever know it, but God knows it. Man, God, you're good. God loves a drunkard's cry. The soldier's plea not to let him die. Better than a hallelujah sometimes. Y'all won't believe it, but God hears the prayers of a man with beer on his breath when he cries out. I don't like that, preacher. I don't like you saying that. That God hears drunkards' cries. Well, He does. He does. He hears them just like He hears your cries. When you're in the lowest place. They say there's no atheist in a foxhole. That's absolutely true. Amen? When it gets bad enough, we all turn to God. Aren't you glad God turns to you even when it gets bad? Is there anybody in here who cried out to God in a time when He shouldn't have heard you, but He did? This guy right here, he heard me when he shouldn't have. Amen? We pour out our miseries. God just hears a melody. Beautiful the mess we are. The honest cries of breaking hearts are better than a hallelujah. The woman holding on for life. The dying man giving up the fight are better than a hallelujah. Sometimes we pray for life and it don't come. But I've seen some people so strong that they can say, no matter what God does, I love Him anyway. This last year, I heard a little girl, every single time I seen her, God's good and we'll just trust Him no matter what happens. My God. God's an on-time God this morning. Amen. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. You know what, God? He just asked me, God, don't fix it the way I want you to fix it. Just attend to it. Some of y'all need to let go this morning of saying, God, fix it the way I want it to be fixed. Some of you just need to say, God, hear my cry and just attend to it. Attend to it. Don't let me mess it up. Don't do it the way I want to do it. But God, will you just attend to it? Will you attend to the prayer? Woo. Verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Sometimes God will move you, won't He? Yeah, no, there's going to be times, I'm going to be honest with you, there's going to be times when you can come through this church and come fall on this altar anytime you want to. Anytime you want to. You can come in here and pray and seek the Lord anytime you want to. Amen. And that's going to be an amazing thing. But then there are going to be days when you can't make it. You're going to be so far away, mentally, physically, emotionally. You're going to be so far away. And you're going to wish, I wished I could make it to the house of God. You can still worship there. David lived right outside of the temple. He could go down anytime he wanted to. But now he's being pushed out by his own son. He's being pushed away from the house of God. You know what he found out? I can worship even from the ends of the earth. Because guess what? God's good everywhere. The devil would want to lie to you because there's somebody in here this morning. You think you went too far for God to hear you. You've let the devil push you way further than you ever wanted to go. You think, well, God will never hear my prayer. And the devil will tell you, do not pray now. Do not seek now. Do not try to get a hold of God now. You're too bad. You're too broken. You're too unfixable. I tell you right now, pray anyway. You can seek Him here. He wants your worship there. He loves to hear that prayer from a far and distant place. If you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. That prodigal son reminds me the minute he made up his mind, he said, I will go back to my father's house. And the minute he did, the father ran. I'm going to tell you right now, you'll be amazed if you feel so far away from God right now, if you'll just come up here and start crying out to Him, you'll be amazed at how fast God closes the distance between you and Him. You'll be amazed. You'll be sitting there going, man, the devil was a liar. He's kept me from my only help for so long. When you feel so far away. Here's where a lot of us are this morning. When my heart is overwhelmed. Has your heart ever been overwhelmed? You couldn't even hardly breathe. Can't even hardly think. Cried so much that your tears won't even come out. I've been to that place so many times where you've been in there and you want to cry, but tears won't come and your stomach hurts and you don't know what to say. And you know what? You're overwhelmed. You're baptized in misery. You're baptized in pain. You're baptized in confusion. You're baptized in a place of wondering where God is. When your heart's overwhelmed, cry out to God anyway. Amen? Listen, can I be real just for a minute? Can I be real with you? Absalom's David's son. He never seen it coming. Listen, when we get into life, we can expect some people to come against us. We can expect some other people to lie on us and to cheat on us and to do things again. But we didn't expect it to be our kids. We didn't expect it to be our sister. We didn't expect it to be our brother. We didn't expect it to be our dad. We didn't know that our mom was going to do it. We didn't know that the pain was going to come from such a close place. David's heart's overwhelmed because who he's against and what's against him is what should be for him. He's walking out and he's saying, oh my God, I didn't see this coming. It reminds me of Adam and Eve back in the garden when they took of the fruit. The devil never told them. He said, you're going to be like God. Your eyes will be opened. I bet when they thought, well, God's going to punish us, but we can handle it until Cain slew Abel. This was not the outcome that I expected. Some of you got into sin. Some of you got into this world and you thought you were going to be able to pay one way, but the devil's got you paying another way. You've lost relationships, haven't you? You've lost relationship with your mom and dad. Lost relationships with wives or husbands. Lord help us, we've lost relationships with our children because of sin. And our heart's overwhelmed. We don't know how to get out of the situation. It seems like we're sinking, we're going under. David said, I feel like I'm overwhelmed. I don't feel like I can get out of this. You know, when you're drowning, all you want to do is feel something you can get a hold of. When you're drowning, all you want to do is get a hold of something bigger than you that you could pull yourself up on. Amen? God, I love this part, don't you? Listen to what he says. From the end of the earth I will cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Whew. My Jesus is a life preserver. Amen? He's a rescue swimmer. Amen? He dives into the waters of fear and frustration, aggravation, pain, distraught, rape, incest, murder, drugs, alcohol. He dives into those waters and comes swimming for you and me. We're overwhelmed and baptized in our own memory, but somebody grabs us and pulls us up and begins to swim for us and takes us to a place that's higher than we can reach. A rock that we could never get on. A place that we could not stand. A strength we couldn't find. A place of help when there was no help. It's Jesus. He's came for you in the worst times. If you're in that place this morning, God help you to cry out. I ask you this morning just to say, God help me. It's amazing this little song, this little prayer that he sings. And it's amazing because when we turn our heart to God, a cry can turn into a praise. See, all these songs about start the same. They start out in a cry. They start out in brokenness. They end up in praise. See, there's the freedom in Jesus Christ. See, you can come in broken and leave whole. You can come in weeping and leave shouting. You can come in with no hallelujah but leave with one. Amen? You can come in with your head down, hands down, face down, and leave with them all up. I will abide in the tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of the wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear the name. Amen. You know what he's saying right there? Listen, what he started out in a problem. He started out overwhelmed. But all of a sudden, through praying and praising God, even in your brokenness, he starts to take him to a different place. Have you ever been taken to a different place in praise? See, I started out in brokenness and now all of a sudden I'm in heavenly places. Wait a minute. God, I'm broken. I'm overwhelmed. I'm hurting. No, no, no. You've got a heritage. You've got a home. You've got a mansion. You've got a place in glory. If it were not so, I would have not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I'm coming for you one day. I've got a place for you. All of a sudden, he says, wait a minute. I forgot. I'm an heir to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've got royal blood flowing through my veins. Thank you, Lord. I forgot for a minute who I was. That will prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy, truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praises unto the name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. You know what happens right here at the end? He says, you know what? I've been looking at this thing from a wrong perspective. I thought I was overwhelmed. I'm going under. No, I'm going up. I'm going to heaven. I better get back to the Lord's business. I've been down long enough. Has anybody in here been down long enough? Have you been overwhelmed long enough? Well, guess what? Today you come and get your praise on and praise God, accept God, and say, you know what? I'm coming up. And you know what? I'm going to get back to doing what God told me to do. Some of you are sitting here today. You know God's called you. You know God sent you. God's got a purpose in your life. You've just let the devil overwhelm you and take it away. Today's the day you get it back. Today's you when you come up here despite of how you feel. Some of y'all have made some vows to God. Remember? Remember? Some of you made some vows to God. Come up here and renew them. God, you're not the one who shut me down. I shut me down. Lord, put that Holy Spirit, light that fire again, and send me, oh Lord. Let's all stand as we come get a song of invitation.